Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 15, 2015. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking sex. Yes, S-E-X, sex.
So let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter on the hashtag at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you are boiling to contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, if you're amongst the tech-savvy folks in Tunga who are on the internet, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com, where we are streaming the show live and direct to you.
Indeed. Health Minister David Parire Nyatwa has called on parents to engage their children on safe sex so as to curb the rising tide of HIV infection among the youths. Minister Parire Nyatwa laid down the gauntlet as Zimbabwe concluded the International Conference on HIV and STIs.
Though it is considered a cultural taboo for parents to talk sex with their children, experts say the growing infection rate makes it very necessary.
And that's very necessary. That's why we are tackling this subject on The Connection today. Nothing is taboo to us, right?
Nothing is taboo. And today we're going to make sure that parents and kids get a little bit more comfortable in Tunga to start talking about that taboo thing called sex.
Everything is fair game. Lichona njani emakhaya iku divana loko namhlanje kungolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Esiliphakululela lona maviki wonke ngolwesibili. Lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngendaba abanye ikakhulu abantu abadala abacabanga ukuthi ilihlazo. Indaba yokuthi njengabazali kumele lihlale phansi, labantu benu likhulume labo, libaxwayise, libeluleke ngendaba zamacansi, indaba zokuya emacansini ikakhulu bengazivikelanga kumbe besabancane. Leyo inkuthazo ke velela kumphathi ntambo bona ngezempila kahle uDokotela David Parire Nyatwa, othi yena hayi sesifikileke isikhathi sokuthi ihlazo leli laziwa ngabantu abadala for kusukela kachana ngemuva endulo, so kumele liphele ngoba imkhuhlane yocansi iqhubeka ihlasela ikakhulu abasakhulayo. Imkhuhlane efana le-HIV iyamemetheka ngokuqinileyo kwabatsha. Ngakho bomama labo baba emakhaya, hlalani phansi labantwana likhulumisane, labantwana libaxwayise, libaluleke. NguDavid Parire Nyatwa ke lowo. Makadiva tereri kusangana uko muchirongwa chive chidiki nhasi nemusiwe chipiri chirongwa The Connection, apo tiri kutarisa nyaya dzepabonde nhasi. Tiri tichitarisa zvikuru sei kupararira kwechirwere HIV AIDS nezvimwe zvirwere zvinowanikwa pabonde. Takaona gurukota rinoona nezveutano vaDavid Parire Nyatwa vachiyambira iwo pamusangano weIkasa kuti vabereki garai pasi nevana venyu muvayambire nenyaya dzekupinda dzekuita bonde nedambudziko rekuti chirwere cheHIV chiri kuramba chichipararira zvikuru sei muvana vechidiki. Naizvozvo ndiyo nyaya yatikurukura nezvayo nhasi muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Toda kukurukura nemi vabereki pamwechete nevechidiki.
Ntunga wataura hako ipapo. And of course, as much as we were saying that this topic is taboo, Ntunga, our WhatsApp has been buzzing. I don't know if you've been hearing that, but people are indeed giving their feedback. So let's start by reading a couple of messages while we line up our guests. Ntunga, here there's Farai who says, it's a very good idea, but I have never had such time when my parents could read with us to discuss these issues about HIV and AIDS. I think there's still a cultural barrier that makes it practically impossible, or should I say difficult, for such issues to be discussed between parents and their children. And there's Shumba Uhuru who says such forums can be beneficial since it gives the opportunity for parents to interact with their children. So two views there. Of course, I think Farai is a young person who's saying for him or her, you know, it was tough even having that conversation because it's very culturally taboo to talk about that with your parents.
Indeed. This takes us to the raging debate about, making condoms available to young people, 15, 16, 17 year olds. We saw the government together with the United Nations Population Fund recently unveiling a condom for small boys. That met with a lot of criticisms from, different sectors of the society. Some people saying the government is now encouraging, these kids to engage in sex. But again, some are saying, not talking about the problem makes it even worse, and let alone not do anything about it at all.
Yeah, that's indeed, as Ntunga, as we know, even on our show here on The Connection, that has been the two varying sides where people are basically saying that there's encouragement of sexual activity, while others are saying there's a need for, people to be safe, or young people to be safe if they are going to engage in sexual activity. And I'm hearing from our producers, Ntunga, that we have two of our guests. Who do we have on the line?
Indeed, we have Mr. Edwin Andlovu of the organization Disability HIV and AIDS Trust. And we also have on another line Makomborero Aruzivishe of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, otherwise known as ZINASU. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you there. Let's start off with you, Makomborero. Of course, today, in light of this conversation that we are having, there's also some stunning information the Zimbabwe National Students Union has unveiled in a survey that you conducted, where you found that 70% of some university students were infected with STIs during this academic year. Can you give us some more information about this rate that I think is quite alarming to some people?
Okay. In the future of academic year, conducted research, titled The Impact of Social Vaccine of HIV in Zimbabwe. And the results that they got were that the students from agricultural colleges, staff colleges, polytechnic and universities. They are instead of trying to find alternative means, they engage in or they expose to sexual.
Makomborero, you sound extremely muffled. Can you try and move around, to look for a better connection? Meanwhile, let's go to Edwin Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we spoke earlier on our Ndebele show, but the minister is saying, it's time to call a spade a spade. It's time for parents to engage their kids on sex. How easy do you think this is?
Yeah, I think it's important to admit that these children are actually engaging in sexual activities for starters, because the more we refuse that they are actually engaging in sexual activities, the more we put them to be vulnerable to HIV and AIDS. And we have heard that actually the incident rate is actually rising among adolescents and youths. So when we deny them of this information, or we deny them of the opportunity for parents to actually engage them, what are we saying? We are saying continue doing that, and doing that without even protection or without protecting themselves. What are we doing? We are actually encouraging them to continue engaging in those activities, and at the same time denying that they are engaging. But statistics are there that actually it has risen to alarming levels. So we need to engage these young persons and ensure that they are protected, ensure that they have information on sex education, so that they get protected, and we have a future, or we have leaders of tomorrow who are actually responsible. The more we deny, the more they engage, and without even protecting themselves.
Thank you, Edwin. Maybe let's come back to you, Komborero. I'm hoping we can hear each other clearly now. There's this survey by Zinasu I read in the newzimbabwe.com website that says 67% of university students were infected with some kind of STI this year. How crazy is that?
Yeah. Can you come again?
Yeah, I'm saying, can you talk to the survey that you guys conducted, which says 67% of university students were infected with some kind of STI this year?
Yeah. The statistics are, we conducted the research. The profit of female education in Zimbabwe. So the students that were found infected across the university, they are actually number 6,137. 67% of them were females, and the rest were males. So the impact of profit of female education makes them one group of alternative means of accommodation. So somebody who goes to Great Mother University, the campus is located in many towns like Masaya, where students who come from all across the country along with GDPQ want to get accommodation, but they cannot afford treatment fees. So what they don't do is they have merits of continuing with knowing of income. And the semester is around 4 months. So for those 4 months, as marriage is continuing, they also affect your also in areas like Midland, such as in Midland, it was affected, not affected present. We found that students, in order for them to get to school, they need transportation. For them to learn what to do, they need food. And they cannot afford their parents to be employed. They are parents are saying that they are employed. So what they do is they are people. They are in there for the food, but food for sex. They try for a plate of saga. They try for a plate of rice. And then from there, you also find that two of them to even get other basic that like porn do not work such access, such basic accessories education. And then also, if you go to other visits like the visit of Zimbabwe, your fees are high. We clinic man in the apartment yesterday, all the things that they offered them, a fee. There is no more certificate, there are no more grants, there are no more student loans. So they did that in the parents, they did them, they didn't know how their children are surviving, they didn't know how their children are getting along. They just expect their children, after giving them, that's not fee, a proper fee. And those students, they are very brilliant-minded, and they can go with the academic degree. So they said they end up using all means necessary. And the means necessary means even filling their bodies. They then end up recruited by the researchers working the more post-mass degree, PhD. So they graduate, but they are already infected. They graduate from the next time in the physically, morally, we are no longer in shape to continue with the limited development of the nation. So, this is the direction of education in Zimbabwe.
We have lost Makomborero, Haruzivishe there.
Bit of an issue with the lines today.
It's not only today. Remember, even last week, had... I really don't know what's going on, but... you know, this is a very important topic that, you know, warranted clear lines. Bazali makaya, lisicela ucingo lapha, lingabi lenhloni, lilenhloni zokukhuluma labantwana, libakhangele, libabhekile ngendaba zocansi, lilethuba lokukhuluma labo ke emsakazweni, lingahlalanga phansi labo. Lisithumele inumber phela ku-WhatsApp ukuze silithinte, likhulume emoyeni ku-001. 2024650318. Sikhona njalo abafuna ukushaya direct ukungena kuhlelo live and direct sikhona ku 001 202 619 2077. Ndotara babereki kuti vasanyara ku 30runhare kuyambira vana pano pachirongwa vari kunyara kugara pasi nevana kutaura navo nenyazi pabonde kudzimba dzavo. Saka panapa live in direct, you don't have to sit down with your kid. Just call us, then we can
vachaunofona papi.
Number dzedu dzepafoni is not 001 202 619 2077, kana kuti moritumira mamessage pawhatsapp. Number dzedu dzinoti 001 202 465 0318. Izozo number WhatsApp. We are trying to get some of our guests. We've lost Makomborero, Haruzivishe, and we were also trying to get in touch with Kobile Munzara of Culture Shock Trust, but the phones are, like I said earlier, tinemutereri tatenda va David kugokwe uko. Makadii mukoma David?
Ndiripoeru makadii ko vakuru.
Vakuru ndimi, takasimba sitereri. Kuri sei ugokwe uko?
Gokwe kuri nani, kuti ugokwe kwa Chiefs Mutsembo kuvhumba.
Iri kuna here mvura?
Isati yambonaya kubva, hairi kungotendera tendera zvekutoti kwakaoma zvisingaiti mudara.
Iri kuuya, rambai makashinga. Manzwa akanyairi mugango nhasi, ngati kurukure.
Okay, andaiwa shuwa blessings, shuwa nyaya yeutachiona yaendera mberi, because age yacho nyange kati muits education vanozivisa the very time pamuri kwaudza mabuda vanosara vachiita zvavanoda. Saka zveni age yacho mudara inonetsa. Inini ndiri muconseni rimwe gore taimboita izvozvo iri community based facilitator shiudza panyaya yeHIV and AIDS, but mudara pakaoma zvekuti maybe dai tairi kumbirawo dai zvaigona vakuru venyika vadai vatsvagawo nyangwe imwe NGO inoita maworkshops akawanda isendeyovhiri pachikoro kwaite workshop vachiudziwa maadresenzewo maybe zvinogona kuita nani.
Ko pfungwa yekupa vana vechikoro makondomu muri kuionawo sei?
vana vechikoro inogona kuita sezvo vanenge vave vanhu vovati kurei vozinyange tikati vanyimwe so ivo zvavanoita havazvirevi saka zviri nyanya hazvo tiri kuitwa process yekuti vaitirwe workshops makondomo ari furi kudhisiuta muchikoro hai hapana problem yepo because tikanyaya kuvamakondomo zivayo to vana vechikoro kuredi vanopera nekufa.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa maita basa mukoma David kugoikoko. Thank you so much. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Antunga, let's read some more messages that are coming up on our WhatsApp. Of course, as you said earlier, the lines are a bit of a problem, so we'd encourage people to send my messages out through WhatsApp. We can always get those. There's Joel here who says, good evening. In my opinion, as a parent, we must play our role on educating our children on reproductive health and awareness of how STDs spread and ways of overcoming the issues concerning AIDS. Mollison says, it's a noble idea. We as children seek HIV awareness from our parents. Unfortunately, mostly the girl child in rural areas due to hunger and starvation caused by poor economy. Our parents are forcing these young girls to early marriage, jeopardizing the girl child. What can we do about that? There's Wachikora who says, we must, as a nation of parents, learn to speak to our children openly about sexual reproductive health. Gone are the days of taboos and shoving matters to women. We must develop strong bonds with our children.
Yes, sibuye kuwe Mnumzana Ndlovu. Ungathi abantu abagogekileyo iziphi ingxaki abahlangana lazo ikakhulu nxa sikhangela udaba lokumemetheka kwegciwane leli kanye lokulwisana nje lokucwasana ukubandlululana ikakhulu ukubandlululwa kwalabo abangaba sokuvelela ukubana umuntu uphila legciwane le-HIV.
Okay, I think ekuqaleni sifanele sibe wazi ukuthi ukuba ukhubazekile kulobandlululo kakhulu nxa sikhangele endaweni uyabuhlala kiyo ukuthi nxa kulomuntu ogogekileyo uyabe ekhangelelwa phansi ekhangelwa njengomuntu lwana ongancediyo. Sesibuya njalo sithi lo muntu ovele ebandluliwe kudala ngenxa yokubana ukhubazekile usebuya ethole igcikwane le-HIV sokusithi ukuthi ukubandlululwa kwangkhona sokuphindwe kabili. Sesihamba njalo siyebona umntwana oyinkazana kumbe ngithi umuntu ongumama ukuthi vele yena isintu sethu sithi ngowesintwana nxa sikhangela ukuthi ngowesintwana kuthi ukuthi vele usenjani usebandlululiwe ebuye futhi ekhubazeke phezu kokukhubazeka futhi ebuye ethole leli gcikwane uyakhangela ukuthi ingxaki ezinkulu kakhulu ukuthi nxa njengendawo kumbe njengelizwe singasakhangelanga banabo bantu kutsho ukuthi siyabe sisithi izinhlelo zethu siyaresponda kumbe sithi we are responding to issues of HIV kodwa nxa sibachiya ngaphandle banabo esibabandlululayo ezindaweni esihlala kizo kutsho ukuthi asiyindawo ngoba kulelinye iqembu esiyabe singanjani singalikhangelelanga. Sithi sikhangele njalo esingathi i-information ekhona mayelana le-HIV le-AIDS kumbe ngithi sexual and reproductive health ekhona emazweni iyabe ingakwaniseki ukuthi abanye balaba abakhubazekileyo bekwanise ukuyibala kumbe bekwanise ukuyifinyelela. Sikhangele laba abangaboniyo bayabe befuna information eyabe ifakwe esingathi nguyibraille kumbe sifake i-information leyana ku-audio ukuthi bekwanise ukulalela njengoba abanye babe bengakwanisi i-braille. So nxa singasayenzanga ukuthi izinhlelo zethu lazo zikwanise ukufinyelela labo bantu kutsho ukuthini? Kutsho ukuthi njengelizwe siyabe sibandlulula abanye abantu. Ubuye labo abangakwanisi ukukhuluma mbo ukuzwa ba nxa behamba kuma esingathi ama testing centers ukuthi behlolwa labo ababe betesta kumbe behlola abakwanisi ukukhulumisa esithi i sign language ukubana bekhulumisane lalabo abantu so kuchoni kusho ukuthi inengi labo laba abantu abakwanisi ukuthi benjani behambe behlolwa ngenxa yokuthi abasoze bekwanisa ukukhulumisana lalabo abantu okuphiwa lokuthi kucetshiswa kumbe i pre and post counseling abayiphiwa noma umuntu engahlolwa kodwa uyahlolwa enzeni after sehloliwe whether utholwe kumbe e negative kumbe e positive akula counseling ozayithola so kutsho khona kutsho ukuthi ama services ethu abe engekho esingathi effective kuningi kakhulu okuhlanganwa labantu abakhubazekileyo nxa sikhangela endabeni zemacansini kumbe indaba eze HIV and AIDS ezingculazi.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Ndlovu ungayikatshana qhube kubambile tinemtereri apha Miss T Mkoma Philip makadi yenyu Mkoma Philip
tinohlara makadi niwe
tiri bostereki kuri sei kwamuri uko
ndizvo hazvo kubvutswana hakungodaro daro
handitiga mapinda muchirongo atiibatsirei
ya neniwo handina ndabatikana nemashoko andanzwa kuti ataurwa naminista achitaura kuti iye anopa pfungwa yekuti vana vapuwe makondomu kuchikoro vari vana vari kuchikoro vapuwe makondomu handinzwisisi kuti
Mkoma Philip handizvo zvataura naminista minista vati ivo vabereki vanofanira kugara pasi nevana vachivadzidzisa nenyadze pabonde ndokuti vawanikwe vachizvidzivirira nokuti chirwere cheHIV chanetsa munyika chiri kuramba chichingopararira zvikuru sei kune vechidiki.
Ya izvozvo ndazvinzwisisa ndiri kuraa kuti bedzi mashoko avo zvaanonongedzera ari kubvuma kuti vana vanofanira kuita nezvebonde mushure mekunge vadzidziswa asi kana ndisingarasiki ndinoziva kubva pama kuva kwedu vanhu tine tsika dzedu dzatinadzo kubva patsika pedu tinoda kuti kunyange vari vana vasikana pakuroorwa kwemwanasikana chaiko chaiko pane mombe nekuhwe chimanda handichanzwisisi kana iko zvino munhu ava kuva nemwana anenge amboziva mwana ari kuchikoro uko ozouya ozowanikwapa handizvisi hangudani ndiri kutadza kunyatsofamba pamwe nechirongwashi zvandibata bedzi zvekuti paite mashoko anonongedzera kuti zvabvumirwa bedzi kuti vana vechikoro here vambowane nenguva yekudzidziswa zvekuti vazive nezvepabonde handizvisisi ipapapo kuti ivo vana nheyo dzavo vabereki vavo nekuti vana vane vabereki vavo ndokunobva zvese zvevana ivavo saka nyange zvese kumwe kutaura kuri kuita vanhu kudzizvo tinoona zvakanaka kana nyange rikava dambudziko rakaita sei ndinoziva kwokuenda inini munhu handifi ndakaenda kubepa kana kuredhio kana kutv kunoudzwa uko iyi nyaya iyi yakanganiswa dare rayaiswa kuti isiko kunyika vanzi vanhu ngavatauri vachionesa vanhu nekuti kuna vamwe vanenge vakapudzisa vasingatongoziva ri padzidziso dzavo dzakakura nadzo bati vakudzidziswa kuoneswa kuti zvakanaka vana hatichazivi kuti dai zvanga zvigona ndinoona sekuti mumwe nemumwe ane vana vake ane mutemo waanopa vana vake vana kuchikoro vanoenda kunodzidza chete zvakakwana
saka Mkoma Philip toramba tichingoti pamberi netsika vechidiki vachifa nechirwere cheHIV
ya regani kupindire mwana wababa angu regani kupindire chokwadi chaicha ndakambotaura paipani kati kana tikasarara chokwadi tinofira
mutagachimbomira henyu paline holda henyu chimbomira itombotora kabreak edu Ntunga, of course, we've run out of time for the first half of the show. So if you can just ask Philip to hold on the line. And I think Edwin Glovu is still with us, if you can also hold on the line.
Indeed. Emakaya, abama radio kona ngapo, iskatsogwe hlugana, kotwa abanye linga ikachana, si kona ebulenjini wa streaming live.